In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
On this day, 50 days after the resurrection, when our Lord Jesus Christ defeated the world, the flesh, the devil, and even death itself, some 10 days after our Lord ascended into heaven to prepare a place for us, today God poured out His Spirit, the third person of the Blessed Trinity, upon His church. He did this to complete His work of establishing the church. He did this to empower the church to do His will, to bring salvation to the ends of the earth, to all people at all time, to make His salvation available for all, and to make Him present until He returns in glory at the end of time. Today, the church is anointed with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, which is a permanent gift to the church for all time. When God gives a gift, He never takes it back. We can forget about it. We can pretend it isn't there. But God does not remove His gifts. On this day, these are brothers and sisters. You just heard their names. They just made them stand up and embarrass them in front of everyone else. On this day, our brothers and sisters will be anointed with the sacred chrism. You may or may not know that we have three holy oils that we use in blessing. There is the oil of the catechumen, an oil of exorcism, which is used to bless a person before their baptism. There is the oil of the sick, which is used to anoint the sick for their healing of their body and soul. And then there is the sacred chrism. The oil of the catechumen and the oil of the sick, that can be blessed by a priest in a pinch, just like confirmation can be done by a priest in a pinch. But the sacred chrism can only be blessed by a bishop. In fact, we have a special mass every year to bless the sacred chrism. And at that very mass, the priests renew their vows that they took at ordination. Sacred chrism is something very special. It is used for the consecration of bishops. When a bishop is consecrated, sacred chrism is poured upon his head. When a priest is ordained, his hands are anointed with sacred chrism. Sacred chrism was used to bless and dedicate this church. The 12 candles that are on crosses around mark the places where the very walls of this church were anointed with sacred chrism. The altar itself was anointed with sacred chrism. So you should get the idea that whenever something is done with sacred chrism, it is something very, very important, of the highest importance. By the sacred chrism, the laying on of hands, the Holy Spirit will be given to you in a more profound way. Does this mean you didn't have the Holy Spirit before? Of course not. You received the Holy Spirit in baptism. The Holy Spirit was at work when you made your first Holy Communion and when you made your first confession. The Holy Spirit was at work within the world before Pentecost. We say every Sunday when we profess our faith in the Creed that the Holy Spirit spoke through the prophets. And yet, just as at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was given in a very unique and particular way to empower the church, so today you will be given the Holy Spirit in a unique and powerful way to empower you to be warriors for Christ, to be part of the church militant, fighting in the Lord's name against the world, the flesh, and the devil, to help bring about His victory here on earth, so that all people may be saved. It is our hope that all will be saved. Not everyone will, but it is our hope. You will indeed have hands laid upon you with apostolic authority. Now that's easier to see when the guy talking to you has a tall pointy hat and a nice curly stick to smack people with. Actually, that's the shepherd's crook, which is meant to, so you can grab the sheep and keep them away from what's dangerous. And then if a wolf or a sheep rustler comes after the sheep, you can smack them on the head. But unfortunately, our bishop gets transferred. And so you get a substitute teacher. But let me tell you a secret. Priests are also successors of the apostles in a limited way. Not fully as the bishops are, but partially as co-workers of the bishop. We share in that apostolic authority. So that, as I said before, in a pinch, with the bishop's permission, a priest can confer. So you're not being ripped off. You are given the Holy Spirit in a particular way today to strengthen what you received in baptism, to bring it to a higher level so that you may be more perfectly an adopted child of God, a son or daughter by adoption of the Most High God. You are given the Holy Spirit on this day so that you will draw closer to Jesus. And let me tell you, as you get older, as you probably already experienced it, you need to be close to Jesus and to remain close to Him. Because remember, we have enemies. The world, the flesh, and most especially the devil, who want us to separate us from Jesus, both in this world and forever in eternity. But if we stay close to the Lord, we don't have to fear those enemies. In fact, we don't have to fear anything if we stay close to the Lord. You are given the Holy Spirit in a way today to strengthen those gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, I thought I would be nice to you and not do what Bishop Wester did, which was ask questions right before Mass, get you all nervous. But I bet Deacon Lynn, am I right, would he have asked them about the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Would Bishop Wester have asked them about the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Of course he would. But knowing that you have great teachers, I know you would have answered exactly what they are. Wisdom, understanding, right judgment, courage, knowledge, reverence, and fear of the Lord. These great gifts which lift us beyond this creation to be the new creation of God in Christ. You are given the gift of the Holy Spirit today to bind you closer to the church, because it is through the church that we are shepherded. It is through the church that we receive the teachings of Christ, and it is through the church that we receive Jesus Himself, most especially in the Holy Sacrament of the altar, the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord, given to us in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And you are given strength today. Strength to live your faith, and by living your faith, to spread it. Perhaps you've gotten the idea, which is so common in our society today, that the faith is something which you keep to yourself, that you don't impose upon anyone else. Now, certainly we shouldn't impose on anyone, but we should invite them. And the most effective way that we can invite someone to come to know and love and serve the Lord Jesus is not by giving on a soapbox. It's not by smacking them upside the head with a Bible. The most effective way that we spread the gospel is by living it ourselves. And you are given that strength today to live the faith, to be a witness to the faith. And you know what the Greek word for witness is? It's the same word where we get martyr. You are called to be a martyr. Now I pray that none of you will have to be a martyr with your blood, that you will not have to give your life for Christ, but you should be ready to do so if necessary. Because there is no higher calling than to witness to Christ in whatever way we have to. Whether it be a glorious death so that they make stained glass windows out of you, or the little uncomfortableness that we feel when we have to say no to someone because we know that it would not be the godly thing to do. And the Holy Spirit is poured out upon you today. It is a permanent gift. You can never be confirmed again. You got one shot at this. So if you blow it, don't worry. Because God, while He gives you this gift, you can always accept it more and more into your life. You may be a little busy right now. You may be concerned. You may be saying, I'm going to get stuff afterwards. I'm going to get presents. But as you reflect more upon the spiritual meaning of the sacrament, God will give you more and more of Himself. Because each time you say yes to God, He gives you Himself more and more. Maybe you have friends who go to Protestant churches and they have something called an altar call. That's where you come up and you accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. We as Catholics do that every time we receive a sacrament. Every time we come forward to receive Holy Communion, we accept Jesus, and Jesus gives us His very self. Not just a spiritual gift, but Himself, His body and blood, soul and divinity. And today, in the sacrament of confirmation, Jesus gives you Himself in a very particular way. So that today, in a way that has never happened to you before, and can never happen again, you will be consecrated as a temple of the Holy Spirit, so that God may dwell in you, so that God may come and give you the strength to be a warrior for Christ, to fight that great fight for the salvation of souls, for the establishment of the kingdom of God, that great fight which ends with glory in the kingdom of the Father, where all of our deepest desires are met. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.